For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols. The winningest manager in St. Louis Cardinals history is headed to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Tony La Russa will be joined at the July induction ceremony by Bobby Cox and Joe Torre. All three of today's selections were unanimous. La Russa followed Torre in St. Louis and managed against Cox's Atlanta Braves for 14 seasons. He calls both men class acts.
You play against guys like that, it's just a great competition because they really want to beat you. It's your team against their team. But you learn about winning and losing the right way.
La Russa retired from baseball in 2011. Managers ordinarily must wait 10 years to be eligible for the Hall unless they're older than 65. He's the third manager elected to the Hall of Fame as a Cardinal. The University of Missouri is teaming up with South African researchers to preserve historical records related to political prisoners at an infamous symbol of the apartheid era. Missouri's College of Education has signed a research agreement with the University of the Western Cape in Cape Town and the Robben Island Museum. The island is where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for most of his 27 years behind bars in the country that he would later lead. The new agreement will enlist archivists and research librarians from Missouri to help digitally preserve Robben Island documents for use by researchers worldwide. Missouri Governor Jane Nixon has released plans to fund construction of a new state mental hospital in Fulton. He says his state budget for next year will include a bond issue designed to generate roughly $200 million to help cover the projected $211 million price tag.
With interest rates still at historic lows, this bond proposal is a fiscally responsible and measured approach that will ensure a new facility can be built that is safe, secure, and conducive to healing.
Nixon also released today $11 million earmarked for the design phase of the new Fulton State Hospital. Much of the current facilities are in need of repair. Nixon told reporters that based on workers' compensation costs, it's more dangerous to work at Fulton State Hospital than at any state prison facility in Missouri. Fulton opened in 1851 and is the oldest state mental hospital west of the Mississippi River. The Springfield School District is discussing how to make high school, particularly the senior year, more challenging for its students. The goal is to improve the students' chances of succeeding in college or in careers. Associate Superintendent Justin Harrell says too many Springfield graduates have to take remedial education classes when they enter college. The Springfield News Leader reports the district discovered the percentage of students from its five high schools who required remediation in math ranged from 15% at one school to 37% at another. The number needing remediation in English ranged from 8 to 22%. Harrell says the district believes having high school students engaged all 4 years, especially the senior year, would improve student achievement. The University of Missouri-St. Louis is breaking ground on a new undergraduate science education building. As Veronique LaCapra reports, the new facility will be tailored to a more interactive style of learning.
The dean of UMSL's College of Arts and Sciences, Ron Yasbin, says science education used to mean students going to lectures on campus, then working through homework problems on their own, outside of class.
Nowadays, we're trying to do most of the problem solving in groups in the classroom so that everybody learns how to solve the problems and everybody learns how to think correctly, and they do a lot of the basic lecture material as homework.
Yasbin says UMSL's new science facility will be designed to promote that kind of group-based learning with more interactive lab and study spaces. The science learning building is scheduled to be completed in the summer of 2015. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Fort Leonard Wood is returning to more traditional ways for training recruits. During the wars in the Middle East, the fort trained recruits in ways that mimicked the experiences they'd encounter there. Now the focus is on missions that existed before the wars. For example, the Army Engineer School will continue studying how to counter improvised explosive devices, but more attention will be paid to traditional missions such as building and demolishing structures. The base's commander says with troops not deploying as much, the focus is on how to keep them combat ready. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.